local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some fog hanging around in Mobile and Baldwin County, sitting at 64 degrees now. Dr. Bill's full forecast on the way. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene of an accident with a tractor trailer that slid into the median off of I-10 eastbound but took down some of those wires in the median. Wreckers on the scene, left lanes closed off, been there since 4 o'clock this morning. And we've also got some pretty thick fog in the area, especially across the Bayway. Saturday, March 21st, join Kane's Warrior Kids at Mitchell Sports Bar and Gaming Company in Fairhope at 7 p.m. for the Baskets of Love Night, collecting Easter baskets for the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Get details at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill, at 7:35, we'll go in depth on our work week forecast and look forward to the weekend. Also, we'll keep up to date in traffic issues with Kane throughout the morning, and our buddy Jeff Poore joins us after 8 o'clock. And our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, should sick leave be a right? Paid sick leave, should it be a right? Right now, 67% of y'all say no, 33% saying yes. And from the text line, a lot of comments on this. Pat says, paid sick leave would be taken advantage of for sure. What if they set it up on a trial run of 3 to 4 months and required employers to pay only half pay? That way, people would be less likely to take advantage, but more likely to stay home when sick. It's a pretty interesting take. So if you're truly sick, there would be some money coming in, but you would make the decision to stay home, where somebody who would abuse it would not be getting full pay for the time that they're, you know, but they're, listen, and Pat, I think you have an open-eyed view of this, although I've worked with people over the years and probably they'd stay home and just take half.
Yeah.
The people that would try to work the system.
And I think there's a lot of people, too, that are paycheck to paycheck that half wouldn't be enough either, and they'd go to work anyway.
Joshua says there's no paid vacation or PTO in the restaurant business and most other food service, so those people will go to work sick, so it really doesn't matter if other businesses offer paid sick days. Yeah, Joshua, this is this push that it would be for everybody in this, that you would have paid sick leave for them. Jason says, even with sick pay, many of my coworkers won't take it because it doesn't count towards your total worked time and cancels out your overtime pay. There's also point systems at many companies that penalize you for calling in sick. So that's the question. It was just something that was they're talking about in Washington, and then I saw AL.com and their opinion pieces yesterday pushing towards this idea of paid sick leave being a right. A right, like ensconced as a right, I guess. All right, here at home, Governor Ivey has created a coronavirus task force. When they start doing specific things, I'll let you know. Right now, they're just
tasking.
Also, Wave Transit Systems conducting enhanced cleaning on their buses. Mobile County School Superintendent restricting travel out there as well. And President Trump going all in for Tommy Tuberville in the Senate primary runoff. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
Well, one conference has already canceled its basketball tournament leading into the NCAA tournament. And in the SEC, those are set to go on. The women's basketball tournament ended last night. I'll tell you who won that. But the men's basketball tournament begins tonight, and they are not allowing media into the locker rooms. That's the right now the only precaution they're taking for the SEC. I'll let you know more about that and how the sports world is reacting to the coronavirus in sports.
All right. And saw this this story yesterday, and the language really caught my attention. Second time in the week I've been focused on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He announced a plan yesterday for what he called a containment area around the city of New Rochelle. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
The largest cluster of coronavirus cases in New York State is in New Rochelle, a suburb north of New York City. The number of people with COVID-19 connected to a synagogue's community in the town broke through the 100 mark, and public officials expect that figure to continue growing.
New Rochelle is a particular problem.
So yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that a containment area with a one-mile radius of the focal point is being set up. All schools and other locations in that containment area where people would gather in groups are now closed for at least the next 2 weeks.
We're also going to use the National Guard in the containment area to deliver food to homes, to help with the cleaning of public spaces.
A satellite lab is being set up inside the containment zone so that people don't have to travel outside of New Rochelle to get tested, something that potentially spreads the virus. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said it may seem extreme to some people, but it's necessary given everything they know about this cluster.
We have to remember that we are sitting with the first point on a curve, or first couple points on a curve, and it would be wonderful to be able to go in the future and look back and see how this curve is going to evolve, but we don't know that. And so the most important thing to do is to take all the precautions we can.
Governor Cuomo said it's necessary in order to protect lives.
This will be a period of disruption for the local community. I understand that.
But for now, the community isn't completely locked down. Meanwhile, more schools have been canceling classes or switching to online teaching across the state. The governor is urging employers to allow people to work from home, and it appears that many already are because the subway has been noticeably less crowded in this city. And late yesterday, the New York City half marathon was canceled. Over 25,000 people were going to run in the world's premier half marathon on Sunday. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Also, you see, over in New Orleans, they have canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade, some other parades as well, but St. Patrick's Day parade canceled. From the text line, a named texter says, paid sick leave? How will this work if you're a commissioned salesperson? Every day is different in our world. We get paid on what we sell. How are they going to give us sick leave payment? Great question. Talk about this and some more coming up in the next hour and a half, 2 hours. All you have to do is hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. Dr. Bill's on the way. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Donald Trump is weighing in on Alabama's U.S. Senate race. The president tweeted his endorsement for former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Tuesday. Tuberville is running against the president's former attorney general Jeff Sessions in the March 31st runoff. The winner of the GOP race faces Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Mobile County Public Schools have restricted all school-sponsored travel to areas with active coronavirus cases. The move comes as officials work to contain cases in neighboring states, including Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia. Meanwhile, Governor Kay Ivey has created a coronavirus task force made up of state officials and disease specialists. There have been no cases of COVID-19 reported in Alabama. The Gulf Coast Zoo will reopen at its new location today after months of anticipation. The zoo was supposed to open to visitors at the beginning of last month, but was pushed back to let animals get used to their new home. The new zoo is located on Oak Road East, north of the Intracoastal Waterway. I'm I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest near Greelot.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college basketball, the number one ranked South Carolina Gamecocks won their fifth SEC Women's Tournament Championship by dominating Mississippi State last night, 76-62. South Carolina's Kirkie Herbert Harrigan led the team with 15 points. She was named the most outstanding player of the tournament. The Gamecocks are expected to end up as the top overall seed in the NCAA Women's Tournament that begins later this month. The selection show is set for Monday, March 16th. The SEC Men's Tournament begins tonight in Nashville with two games between the lowest-seeded teams. At 6 o'clock, number 12 seed Ole Miss takes on number 13 seed Georgia, followed by number 11 Arkansas versus number 14 Vanderbilt. Yesterday, the SEC announced its season-ending awards. Kentucky's Emmanuel Quickley was named the Player of the Year, and Wildcats head coach John Calipari was named Coach of the Year. Georgia's Anthony Edwards was named the Conference Freshman of the Year. Auburn's Samir Dowdy was named to the All-SEC First Team, while Isaac Okoro racked up. He was added to the All-SEC Second Team, All-Freshman Team, and the All-Defensive Team. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. was named to the All-SEC First Team, John Petty Jr. to the Second Team, Jaden Shackelford was added to the All-Freshman Team, and Herb Jones was named to the All-Defensive Team. In the Women's Sun Belt Conference Tournament, South Alabama beat Arkansas State 82-71 last night to move on to the SBC quarterfinals. Now the Jags will play number 3 seed Texas Arlington tonight at 7, with the winner moving on to the semifinals. As the coronavirus continues to spread rapidly, the NCAA has some tough decisions to make regarding fans attending the NCAA tournament later this month. Yesterday, the Ivy League decided to cancel its conference tournaments. Men's regular season champion Yale and women's regular season champion Princeton will earn the league's automatic tournament bids. Not all of the Ivy League schools are okay with that decision. The University of Pennsylvania teams started a petition yesterday afternoon to reinstate the tournaments. The petition calls out the, quote, hypocrisy of our Ivy League presidents and terms their decision, quote, baffling and alarming. It goes on to detail how the Ivy League is the only one of the more than 30 conferences to cancel their conference tournaments. Meanwhile, the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, they've decided to only allow school personnel, family members, credentialed media, and members of teams into their conference tournament. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine recommended yesterday that no spectators be allowed for indoor athletic events in Ohio. The first four games of the NCAA tournament are set to be played in Dayton on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And if the league follows through on the governor's recommendation, there will be no fans in attendance for the first time ever. The NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers and NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets will also be affected by the decision. In the NBA, James Harden scored 37 to lead Houston past Minnesota 117-111. The Lakers fell to Brooklyn 104-102. Boston beat Indiana 114-111. Chicago, Orlando, San Antonio, Washington, the LA Clippers, and Portland also picked up wins. 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 720, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Also, we'll check the latest traffic with Kane coming up in just minutes. Right now, time to check tax tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There's a big change in store for homebuyers looking to take out large mortgages. The 2017 tax law capped the mortgage interest that can be deducted off tax returns on loans up to $750,000. The cap used to be $1 million. For those using home equity loans to make home improvements, like build a new bathroom, the deduction is still allowed. But if the loan is used for something unrelated, like consolidating credit card debt, the tax break is eliminated. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. CPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 1065 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 1065 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. We've got an accident. State troopers have been on the scene since 4 o'clock this morning. I-10 eastbound at the 9-mile marker. It's got about a 2-mile delay. Be careful through there. Left lane's blocked off. Also, we've got a lot of fog still from the downtown area along 65 as well, and across the Bayway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you suffer from depression, anxiety, seizures, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. You can see them online and on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday, one day after Little Super Tuesday. JV Super Tuesday went on out there, and it was a big night for Bernie Sanders. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Without a big rally crowd at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Joe Biden spoke mostly in a sobering tone.
It's more than a comeback, in my view, our campaign. It's a comeback for the soul of this nation. This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
At that point, Biden had won 113 additional delegates for the Democratic convention. Bernie Sanders had been awarded 54. That's from the first three states projected for Biden: Mississippi, Missouri, and Michigan. With the numbers all seeming to fall his way, padding his delegate lead, Biden spoke as a candidate does when the other has conceded.
And I want to thank Bernie Sanders and his supporters for their tireless energy and their passion. We share a common goal, and together, we'll defeat Donald Trump. We'll defeat him together.
Bernie Sanders, who also canceled a rally here, was back home in Vermont, and as the night grew dim politically, aides sent word he would not be making a statement responding to the results. Crunching the exit polling, Biden had significant backing from union workers in Michigan and Missouri, including among both states' significant auto plants. Bernie Sanders had won a lot of blue-collar support in those states in 2016, but unions were fearful in 2020 of his Medicare for All plan that would, if enacted, cut into their hard-won better-than-average health care benefits. Biden has attached himself to Obamacare as the best way to cover uninsured Americans if a public option is added, a kind of Medicare for those who prefer it. Sanders tried to tag Biden with an anti-union label for having supported NAFTA and other trade agreements blamed for job losses. Bob Costantini, Cleveland.
Imagine the irony of me gaffing about Biden. So I said Bernie. I meant Biden had a big night.
It's two B's. It's easy to.
But the third time I've done that in the last couple of weeks. Yes, it was Biden's night out there. All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Take a look at the forecast for today on through the weekend. And a little bit of chance of rain still in the mix, but a dry patch coming our way. We'll talk about that with him in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about what's happening on this Wednesday. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Tom. Well, we got a bunch of
fresh local trade-ins yesterday, and we got some more coming today, so we'll be working on getting those all detailed and serviced and completely checked out when we put them on the lot.
You know, y'all get the cream of the crop of local trade-ins, but you also cast your net wide. You got people all over the Southeast looking for vehicles.
Absolutely. You know, we got buyers in all the Southeast states and working on all those sales, a lot of private sales, not just auctions, but a lot of private sales, looking for the very best vehicles.
And that's how y'all do your headhunting, right? If I have a vehicle I'm looking for, that's the process you use to find it.
Absolutely. You know, we just get with the customer and try to get all the requirements. You know, there's a whole so many different models and selections and mileage. So we like to sit down with them and go over it, you know, on the big screen and make sure we get everything right for them.
All right. Give people directions to come out and see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 727. Yeah, so the governor has created a task force. So they're looking into coronavirus. It's not yet here in Alabama that we know of. So that I don't know what the task force is tasked with doing, but they're doing it.
Hopefully they're talking with other task forces around the nation and figuring out a plan for when we inevitably get our first case.
You know, one of the things that you and I both watched an interview, and one of the takeaways here, and it's been mentioned before, but it's probably worth cycling back on, because most of the discussion now has been about washing your hands, washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, all that stuff, right? Which is still good to do, just do that in general.
Yes, please do.
But the respiratory nature of passing of coronavirus, that's one of the things that you can't wash your hands with that. I mean, that's, you know, that it's airborne.
Right. And this interview we saw, Michael Osterholm, director, Center for Infectious Disease Research at the University of Minnesota, guy that really knows his stuff. I think he said he's worked for the last five or six presidential administrations.
Wow.
He said he's not political at all. He tries to give the best information that he knows, and that the hand washing thing and the hand sanitizer, they do work for a lot of diseases that can be passed around, and it's a good thing to do. But also, you know, individuals want to feel like they're doing something to prevent from catching it, or to prevent it from spreading even further. And that's part of the reason why this hand washing thing has taken such a big why so many people are paying so much more attention to that and not touching their faces. But this is, by all appearances, an airborne disease, he said. And that's why we're seeing so many of these large events being canceled, because if you can limit the spread by canceling these mass events where a lot of people are in close contact with each other, maybe we can limit it long enough to find some kind of vaccine or something else to slow it down even further.
All right. By the way, too, we're also asking another question around this. You know, in the last few days in Washington, they've been debating, as part of the coronavirus package, the $8 billion. Should some of that be used for paid sick leave, or should that be a requirement? You know, Democrats are finding an opportunity here to get that discussion going again. Should paid sick leave be a right? I even saw the editorial section over at AL.com get into this yesterday. So we're asking that question in our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll. Should paid sick leave be a right? Right now, 86% of y'all say no, 14% say yes. Vote online, front page of FM Talk 1065. Check in with News 5 next, then Dr. Bill's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama state leaders are taking extra precautions to protect Alabamians from the coronavirus. Governor Kay Ivey has created a coronavirus task force made up of state officials and disease specialists. Meanwhile, Mobile County Public Schools have restricted all school-sponsored travel to areas with active coronavirus cases. The move comes as officials work to contain cases in neighboring states, including Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced announces it is adopting a no-visitor policy at federal VA hospitals. The new restriction does not apply to the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette, which is run by the state. The VA hospital in Biloxi is run by the federal government. Visitors are not allowed there. A traffic alert in Pensacola this morning where crews will close off part of 10 Mile Road. Lanes along 10 Mile Road between North Palafox Street and North Highway 29 will be closed from 7 this morning until 5 today through Saturday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Joe Biden is closing in on the Democratic Party's presidential nomination following big victories in Michigan, Missouri, Idaho, and Mississippi yesterday. Bernie Sanders won North Dakota. Washington State has not yet released its totals. Correspondent Arlette Sines with the Biden campaign in Philadelphia says pressure is mounting on Sanders to get out of the race.
The question now is, where does Bernie Sanders go from here? An advisor says that he is eager to debate Joe Biden on Sunday, but there are certainly questions about the future of his campaign as this race has quickly turned to Joe Biden's side.
In New Rochelle, New York, schools and other gathering places will be closed for 2 weeks to try to contain the coronavirus. Correspondent Bryn Gingras is there.
Containment, not lockdown. That's a very clear distinction that local and state officials really want to make. They say people will still be able to move in and out of this zone unless they're under orders to be quarantined.
Most of New York's 173 coronavirus cases are in that area. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Dow futures are down 574 points, pointing to sustained doubts about the ability of governments and central banks to combat the economic headwinds caused by the coronavirus. The market moves followed two tumultuous days marked by a violent global sell-off and a sharp rebound. The Dow Industrials jumped 1,167 yesterday. A push by President Trump to suspend the payroll tax to boost the economy fell flat on Capitol Hill as lawmakers of both parties said they preferred targeted measures to assist hourly workers and the battered travel industry. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says Tesla's decision on where to build a new U.S. auto assembly factory will be influenced by state incentives, as well as access to a large workforce and low logistic costs. Musk says the Silicon Valley electric car maker is scouting locations for a new factory in the U.S. to build the company's coming pickup truck and Model Y compact SUV. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a little fog out there this morning, some clouds. Walk us through what the day looks like for today, and can we peek at the weekend?
Yeah, well, despite the clouds and the fog and a lot of moisture in the air, There's not much of a chance for rain here over the next week or so. We're going into a real dry period here along the Gulf Coast, and that's mainly due to high pressure building across our area. Meanwhile, showers are all over the horizon, but over in the northern portion of Alabama. And that's going to be a pattern that will stay for a few days, where it'll be relatively dry here near the coast, but showery to the north. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies today. A little bit of sunshine here and there. It's going to warm us up to about 75 and just a slight chance of a shower. Tonight, I expect some dense fog, particularly after midnight. Low tonight will be in the mid to upper 50s. Let's call it around 57 degrees. And then for tomorrow, we'll see clouds in the morning, of course, with fog, and then becoming mostly sunny tomorrow. And we'll climb up into the mid-70s. Looking ahead to Friday and the weekend. Friday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and we're going to warm to the upper 70s. And then for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy each day with temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, so it sounds like even though the calendar doesn't say it, spring is here.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a real good warm-up with high-pressure building over us. We're going to be on the dry side as far as rainfall is concerned, and that's going to carry into the middle of next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, and if people have yet, if they were not one of the tons of folks that came by the FM Talk 106.5 booth at the boat show and picked up their 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's still hope for them. You still have locations.
There's still hope, and you'll find about Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And if you happen to be out on I-65 at West Marine, they have copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and over Classic Cars and Cottage Hill Road. If you're in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, also in Fairhope at Autocraft Collision Center and at Billy Lankford Allstate.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, Dr. Bill, with your forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. By the way, a lot of traffic on the online opinion poll question this morning. And this is stemming off of something that was discussed in Washington and Democrats pushing on this right now with the response to coronavirus that they paid sick leave should be a right. It should be ensconced in there. Ask the question this morning, should paid sick leave be a right in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. 90% of y'all say no. 10% saying yes. Look at the text line. A lot of people say definitely shouldn't be a right. Jace says, I am far more concerned about the Circle K cashier that's hacking her spleen out, not covering her mouth, and just got an 87 cents tip because I refuse to touch the money after her than I am about the Chicken Little virus. So.
Good text. Also, you know, they're saying that coronavirus, it's not affecting children the same way that it is those that are 70 and up, 60 and up. You know, the older you are, the more likely it is to really affect you. And Scotty, he might have a point here. He said, this is what those kids that were eating Tide Pods were training for. So maybe they knew something was happening, and that's why the Tide Pods are helping against coronavirus.
Over on our Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5, Bob says, if you have a job, you should get some kind of sick pay. This, quote, sick pay, end quote, issue should be left up to the employer, and if you want to get a better sick pay deal, then get a job that offers it. So I guess it's no to the question. 7:38, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Russell Fountain, owner of Global Disaster Solutions. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Whether it's a flood, a tornado, a hurricane, or a fire aboard a cruise ship, Global Disaster Solutions' job is to get his customers back to normal ASAP. He organizes the recovery of his clients' businesses, or in some instances, their home. Much of it today can be done via technology, using satellite photos or drones he can fly into the devastation to examine roofs that are inaccessible to a normal ladder. Russell also shares that over 40% of businesses struck by a natural disaster never reopen, and he tells us why. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A 3-mile delay, I-10 eastbound at the 9-mile marker. An 18-wheeler went into the median and got caught up in some of the wires in the median. And now we're just waiting to move that truck. Left lane is blocked off. Expect delays. Heavy fog also across the Bayway in the downtown area. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up this Saturday, March 14th in Moxley. Brand new dirt track design. 9 different classes running on the first night. Children 7 and under are free. And they're giving away a pair of Talladega tickets. Find them on Facebook. Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 741, 63 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. Saw the headline just now on Market Watch. Oil falls 3% as Saudi Arabia moves to boost production capacity in a price war. If you missed Midday Mobile yesterday, we have many podcasts. You know, we do. I counted up the other day. I keep saying 40, it's like 43 or 44 hours a week.
And growing.
Yes, of live local programming. Those podcasts are up. One of those podcasts you can get, podcast for Midday Mobile. And in hour number one, beginning of hour number one, yesterday's Midday Mobile, I talked to J.R. Young, about this. He's a oil industry guy, and we bounced around the kind of the whys on the oil price fall, and really the details here. We know it's Saudi Arabia and Russia in this battle, but he gets into more detail on that and how that all went down and how long he thinks this may last as the Saudis are punishing the Russians, and we'll see who cries uncle first between the Saudis and the Russians. So the good news is prices at the pump come down at some point very soon, I'm sure, for Americans. Bad news is, your American producer that's up in the Bakken fields or Eagleford or any of those, it's the range right now down the 30s mm-hmm. for a barrel of oil makes it unprofitable to produce oil, so it's going to put American people out of business on this.
And we've got that podcast loaded up by itself. You don't.
We got it as an individual.
Yes, yes, it's a single. First single off the Midday Mobile
hot new single
album from yesterday. And you said that we're in the low 30s per barrel, and he gives his prediction for what that price will be at the end of the year. So if you're looking to invest in oil, or if you've got investments, you might want to listen to that. He's got some good information.
All right. So you can get that podcast, of course, by just doing it the old-fashioned way, the way our grandparents used to get podcasts, by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking the link for podcast. But better yet, subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, Deezer, Spotify,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Tune in.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a podcast platform, we're available on it out there.
Yeah. And all you CastBox users, we're on there too.
All 7 of y'all. Get on there and make sure to subscribe to download our podcast. And when you're there, too, whatever the emoji is, stars or thumbs up or smiley face or whatever, give us as many as you feel we deserve, 5 of those, and leave us a comment as well. We appreciate all that when you go check out our podcast. Or on Twitter, you can follow at FM Talk Pods.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, it will populate each day and say, hey, here's a new podcast. Here's something to check out.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Well, coming up, people are asking more about the federal response here on coronavirus and the questions about guaranteed paid sick leave. We'll talk about that with you and with our buddy Jeff Poore coming up a little after 8 o'clock. 7:44, we'll check news next.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Donald Trump is weighing in on Alabama's U.S. Senate race. The president tweeted his endorsement for former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Tuesday. Tuberville is running against the president's former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the March 31st runoff. The winner of the GOP race faces Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Mobile County Public Schools have restricted all school-sponsored travel to areas with active coronavirus cases. The move comes as officials work to contain cases in neighboring states, including Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia. Meanwhile, Governor Kay Ivey has created a coronavirus task force made up of state officials and disease specialists. There have been no cases of COVID-19 reported in Alabama. The Gulf Coast Zoo will reopen at its new location today after months of anticipation. The zoo was supposed to open to visitors at the beginning of last month, but was pushed back to let animals get used to their new home. The new zoo is located on Oak Road East, north of the Intracoastal Waterway. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college basketball, the number one-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks won their fifth SEC Women's Tournament by dominating Mississippi State 76-62. South Carolina's Kirky Herbert-Harrigan led the team with 15 points. She was named the most outstanding player of the conference tournament. The Gamecocks are expected to end up as the top overall seed in the women's NCAA tournament. The selection show is set for Monday, March 16th. The SEC men's tournament begins tonight in Nashville with two games between the lowest seeded teams. At 6 o'clock, number 12 seed Ole Miss takes on 13 seed Georgia, followed by number 11 Arkansas versus 14 Vanderbilt. Yesterday, the SEC announced its season-ending awards. Kentucky's Emmanuel Quickley was named Player of the Year, and Wildcats head coach John Calipari was named Coach of the Year. Georgia's Anthony Edwards was named the Conference Freshman of the Year. Auburn's Samir Dowdy was named to the All-SEC First Team, while Isaac Okoro racked up. He was added to the All-SEC Second Team, All-Freshman Team, and the All-Defensive Team. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. was named to the All-SEC First Team, John Petty Jr. to the Second Team, Jaden Shackelford was added to the All-Freshman Team, and Herb Jones was named to the All-Defensive Team. In the Women's Sun Belt Conference Tournament, South Alabama beat Arkansas State 82-71 last night to move on to the SBC quarterfinals. Shaporia Kynes scored 21 points, while Savannah Jones and Antoinette Lewis each recorded double-doubles. Next up, the Jags play number 3 seed Texas Arlington tonight at 7, with the winner moving on to the semifinals. As the coronavirus continues to spread rapidly, the NCAA has some tough decisions to make regarding fans attending the NCAA tournament later this month. Yesterday, the Ivy League decided to cancel its conference tournaments. Men's regular season champ Yale and women's regular season champion Princeton will earn the league's automatic NCAA tournament bids. Not all of the Ivy League schools were okay with the decision. The University of Pennsylvania teams started a petition yesterday afternoon to reinstate those tournaments. The petition calls out the, quote, hypocrisy of our Ivy League presidents and terms their decision baffling and alarming. It goes on to detail how the Ivy League is the only one of more than 30 conferences to cancel their conference tournaments. Meanwhile, the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, they are only allowing credentialed school personnel, family members, credentialed media, and members of the teams to play in their conference tournaments. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine recommended yesterday that no spectators be allowed for indoor athletic events in Ohio. The first four games of the NCAA tournament are set to be played in Dayton on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And if the league follows through on the governor's recommendation, there will be no fans in attendance for the first time ever. The NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers and the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets will also be affected by the decision. In the NBA, James Harden scored 37 to lead Houston past Minnesota 117-111. The Lakers fell to Brooklyn 104-102. Boston beat Indiana 114-111. Chicago, Orlando, San Antonio, Washington, the LA Clippers, and Portland also picked up wins. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the Springdale Toyota.com traffic center, 3.5 mile delay, I-10 eastbound at the 9 mile marker. An 18-wheeler got into the median and stuck in those wires, so they're trying to get the truck out of the wires right now. Left lane's blocked off. We do have a lot of fog still across the Bayway in the downtown area, but no other wrecks slowing you down. At Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Tacoma double cab lease for $196 a month for 36 months. $44.88 due at the signing with model number 7146. See them at SpringdaleToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow 888-GO-ARROW or online arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. Coming up Saturday, March 28th is the 43rd annual Isaiah Trail Run. As one of the premier 10Ks in the country, this prestigious event also features a 5K and 2K fun run. Come on out and take in one of Mobile's signature events. For more info, visit pcpacers.org. Go all out. We do.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll be checking in with our buddy Jeff Poor coming up in just about 15 minutes. Lots to talk about with him from last night. Little Super Tuesday. JV Super Tuesday that happened yesterday.
Yeah, they were calling it Super Tuesday 2.
Yeah, I'd like to give it a diminutive. Lil. A little Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I like that better.
We'll talk with him about that. And, of course, federal response for coronavirus and also what's going on as they gavel back into session in Montgomery yesterday. We'll get to that coming up after the news at the top of the hour. I started thinking about this. I told you about the maids for months and months and months now. The people that work at our home, the maids. And right now you can get a free estimate by calling 344-6626. And I say, you know, it's so nice to have the time back in our schedule and have the clean house. But this time of year, I know everybody's focused on coronavirus and bigger things like that. But day in and day out, wintertime is when folks get sick. Wintertime is also when you get that buildup of allergens in your home, unless you have the maids. The maids are running these vacuums that, number one, look like they're in the movie Ghostbusters. They backpack vacuums. But they have HEPA filtration that captures up to 99% of all dust, allergens, bacteria, pollen, pet dander, and other pollutants. And they're running those in your house right now if you call on the maids. Their filters trap airborne allergens and potential toxins as small as 1/210th of a human hair. They use a 5-stage HEPA filtration system that helps reduce colds, allergic reactions, and asthma attacks, and that's a big deal. So getting the nitty-gritty clean on your home when you have the maids come to your place like they do with ours. Get that free estimate right now, 344-6626, 344-6626, or if you Google the maids, Mobile and Baldwin County, you'll get that same number, 344-6626. Get them to your place today, the maids. All right, we have a coronavirus task force now going here in Alabama. I don't know what they have done yet, but as soon as they release that information, I'll let you know. I also know that they're doing the deep clean on the Wave Transit. They said Wave Transit is doing additional cleaning efforts. A quote here from Joe Snowden, Mobile Senior Director, said the mass transit is a vital service to our community for people getting to and from work and buying groceries. So they're doing extra cleaning. Listen, if the silver lining to the gray cloud of the coronavirus fears is we do more deep cleaning and scrubbing from buses to cruise ships to doorknobs to people washing their hands more, it's a win.
Yes.
It's a win. We'll probably be, you know, better as a country. There'll be less sickness out there because of people taking extra precautions because they fear coronavirus.
Yeah, when the coronavirus finally blows over, hopefully, eventually it will, hopefully. And I hope that the people that have begun, you know, washing their hands now after using the restroom, the people that weren't previously, I hope that they continue that practice.
Yes. Cheers to y'all. You're doing a great thing.
Yeah. And, but, you know, we all slack at times. Maybe we weren't washing for the required 25, 30 seconds and are paying a little more attention to that. The thing I always do that I need to stop is touching my face, which might not be specific to the coronavirus. It might be airborne, but in general, not touching your face with dirty hands will help you with all kinds of other sicknesses. So that's the one thing I'll take from this.
What if that was the big deal, to keep your hands off your eyes and nose and mouth? We just put goalie mask on everybody.
I like it. Old goalie masks?
Yes, like Jason Friday the 13th goalie mask.
I've got one of those.
Put those things on and people just, that wouldn't scare any.
Jabberwockies.
Scrap that idea. Coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings.